Zavim, chapter 2, Mishnah 1. Hakol metamin beziva. All are rendered impure by seeing a flux emission. And it brings up here that all comes to include even an infant. Even an infant, if there was some sort of flux emission over there, because the child was sick or something, so that would also be impure. And then lists the Mishnah also some other people we add in. Afa garim, converts, would be impure. Afa vadim, non-Jewish slaves. Bain mishukharin, bain she'enan mishukharin. Whether they were freed or not freed. Because remember, when a non-Jewish slave gets freed, they become Jewish. Cherish shote v'katan. Cherish is a deaf mute. A shote is someone who's mentally incompetent. V'katan or a mana would be, if they saw flux, would all be impure. Sris Adam, Sris Chama, also a man who's been emasculated, and that's whether it's done surgically by man or by nature from birth. If he has some sort of emission, we see over there a flux, he would also be impure. Tumtum v'androgynos, so what about a tumtum and androgynos? A tumtum is indeterminate, we can't tell if it's a male or, you know, what sex it is. I guess androgynous has got both, hermaphrodite's got both male and female characteristics. So noisn alhem chomra ish for chomra isha. So for the tumtum and androgynous, we would apply to them stringencies of the men and the stringencies of a woman, which means metamin v'dam ke isha, that we would declare them to be impure if they had some sort of blood emission like a woman. Or beloven ke isha, and would also decree them impure if they saw some sort of white emission like a man. V'tumasin b'safak, and obviously they are impure out of doubt, because we don't know really if it was a man or a woman, right? So their impurity would be a doubtful impurity.